Good afternoon. Hi to Mai and welcome to Garden Planet. You're with Karen and
Selena.
And we have a few things to discuss today. It's autumn equinox, I'm told.
Hooray!
The date being, do you know
well,
the exact?
When the moon is the solstice.
The solstice. No. Yeah, the sun.
Yeah, I'm thinking sun.
Equinox, but yeah, carry on. But that could have something to do with the moon as well.
When the seasons change over, so when it's the equal time.
Yes.
So I know the longest day is in December and the shortest day is in
So it's right in between. So it's somewhere.
Yeah.
So let's do our math. December, June. Yeah, late March.
Yep.
We're there.
We're there.
Right. So well done. We've made it. We've survived another summer. And I think we did really well with all the water restrictions. And we didn't have too many bushfires taking place this year. So I'm feeling pretty chuffed, actually, with that. So we're going to be talking about some of the local events, Auckland events, for those fortunate enough to live in Auckland.
Well, it's the west part of Auckland,
Well, yeah, let's be more specific. West Aucklanders. And then, with it being the time of autumn, we're nearing the end of our heavy harvesting period, and we need to now start thinking about our seed saving period. So I'm going to talk a bit about how to go about that.
Good one.
Give you some tips. We did touch base on seed saving very early on when we first started, but I'm going to do a bit of a refresher course.
Yep.
I think I can do a better job this time.
Oh, good one.
So,
yeah.
So shall we start with what's going on?
Yes, the EcoFest West.
Yes.
Which has already started. It started on the 20th of March and runs until the 18th of April. And barring COVID, I think we can still get into it.
I think we'll be fine with that one. I'm famous last words. But, you know, I'm feeling pretty confident with the whole COVID thing.
Okay.
Level one, I think it's going to be shut down. Level two, I think there'll still be some workshops.
Yeah, level three, just garden your own patch.
Yeah. Oh, but I noticed when I was scrolling through the information there, they've got quite a lot of stuff like Zoom online courses
lectures and speakers. So,
which is interesting.
What I've got here is the booklet, which you can get from your public library. They usually have them in their stands, that has all the events listed in it. But you can also go online at EcoFest.
I'm on there now.
EcoFest.org.nz.
Oh, I'm looking. I've been looking at the events on. I think I've been. You know, it is EcoFest, but I've been looking at the ecomatters.org.nz website.
It's probably related to the website
It's
anyway.
It's probably all linked, yeah.
Yeah.
And they've given up all their, because that's where a lot of the EcoFest is based, is at the Eco Matters Hub, which is in at Newlyn.
Newlyn, yeah. Olympic Place. So what I will share with you, there are so many events happening, but we just kind of, we're looking at the favourites that we think we might want to go to and just give you a taster of what's happening. So the very first one we're going to mention is actually our garden ramble.
Which is linked to the EcoFest, right?
Massey Garden Ramble, and that is on the 27th of March, so the Saturday. And actually two gardens are opening up for everyone to come in, have a little nosy. We'll give you a tour and maybe some refreshments.
And seedling.
And seedlings.
Or two.
Or two.
Please take them, because otherwise we're left with, take as many as you need. Otherwise Karen's having to load up the Pōtaka Kai box with seedlings, but they go.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. That runs from, is it 10 to 2 in the morning anyway?
Come visit. I should know this because this is my community garden. Hang on, I'm just looking at the flyer now. Yes, you're right. Saturday the 27th, and 10 till 2.
You're wondering where we are? Well, our garden is Woodside Road at the bottom of Dunbrook Road in Massey, number 28.
Yes, and indeed.
The other garden is up in Triangle Road in Massey. So that's...
Well,
Dunbrook Road, Triangle, that little park up there.
The community centre there.
Yes.
You can't miss it.
And
385
They also
Dunbrook
have
Road.
A community garden, which is rivaling our one. So
it's awesome.
We're kind of like, do we work with them or do we compete with them? But no, they're good. They're good. They're more of a teaching garden. So ours is a little bit more, I guess you'd say, laid back maybe.
I guess so. And it is literally a bit more off the beaten track as well.
A bit more secluded.
So that's what I like about our garden is that it's away from the road and it's really peaceful. I enjoy it so much down there.
So come visit. Love to meet you. I have to say that I actually won't be there, but Karen, you're going to be there, right?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm definitely helping out with preparations for it, and as you are, with cleaning up the garden and all that.
Just getting the word out.
And, I'm delivering some flyers about and just doing my part there.
So we have a working bee most every Saturday, or actually working bee on the last, is it the last Saturday of the month where everyone gets together?
Oh, is that a working bee day? As well as I probably will be there then.
But we're usually there every Saturday, but I have made my day as a Monday evening when I get down to the garden because I work on Saturday mornings. So if you want to hang out with me
on a Monday
and do some gardening, then I'll be down there.
Cool. And then there's Nicole and Monique on a Wednesday evening.
Yes. Yeah. So it's kind of, help us out there.
Yeah. Help is always wanted.
Light hands.
It feels like the garden's constantly growing, but the volunteer pool isn't. You know what I mean? Like, we need more volunteers to keep up with
People come and go and,
I don't think community gardening is as big as it should be, to be honest, speaking frankly. People are just, I tried to get my own family and friends into it. You know, I think it's awesome. I missed the community gardening workshop that they had at the Horticultural Centre this week. There was a presentation that Guy was speaking there about the benefits of community gardening. I forgot all about it. I really wanted to go.
So there are community gardens all around Auckland area and all over the country even. But our ones have decided we want to be involved with the Eco Fest. So
Speaking of which,
let's have a look at our program and see what's on offer actually.
A lot.
So there's five categories.
Quite a long time. 20th of March to the 18th of April. 28 days. That's a whole month
of events.
Stuff. Starting from, it's already been, Saturday the 20th. But I've picked a few that I am seriously considering attending.
Okay, yes.
What did you find appealing?
Explain the categories. Different ones.
That's well worth doing.
So, there are five, and I'm just going to say the names. They've all got Māori names and English names, so I'm going to try and give my te reo a bit of a workout.
Go on, then.
Okay. So the first one is Waka Hūrua, which means clean transport.
And if you're looking at the online EcoFest information. It's the one with the little bike. There's a picture of a bike next to it.
So,
do they have that in the pamphlet too? Oh, and in the pamphlet too.
So they're all to do with bikes around the West area, and there are actually bike hubs you can visit to get your bike fixed for free, or like oiled or pumped up.
And they have a lot of biking
trails.
Tours and stuff that they're going to take people on.
So I'm definitely going to try...
Get the bike out.
Getting into one of those. Oh, yeah. Telling my friends, come on, you know, get your bikes.
Yeah, all right then.
So that's one that I'm quite keen to do. Do you have a bike, Karen?
Of course.
Yes? Okay, yes. We could try that. The next one is Kanaki Kai Reka, which is Foodie's Fix.
So that's to do with food.
A lot of
growing food and cooking food. Okay.
And one that I'm really interested in is the foraging one.
Oh.
So you can go to find out about how to forage food or
when's that?
That one is in April.
Yeah. Still in March. Where's that one based?
Actually two of them, Forage and Feast, which is at the Eco Matters in New Lynn.
Yeah.
You have to book for that, and that is you join a naturopath called Paloma Velasquez for health boosting ideas using seasonal produce, including weeds, to make a memorable plant-based feast.
Okay.
So in this workshop, you'll go foraging in the organic garden at Eco Matters, followed by getting together for a shared meal.
Okay.
And that one is $20 and you need to book, but it sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
That's in 2 to 5 p.m., so on a Saturday. So maybe I could make that one.
So you got some biking to do, some foraging to do.
Yes. And the Art of Foraging, that one is held at Tatarangi Rudolf Steiner School. That's a Saturday and Sunday workshop. I probably won't be able to make that one, but that is also a 3-hour guided tour, and you'll be looking at foraging and
I noticed the Rudolf Steiner School, they've got a few things scattered around in this EcoFest thing. Another one was a lady that's doing the biodynamic composting, which was an interesting one.
We'll get to that one. The next category is Te Whaihanga, which is Maker's Mayhem. And that is all about maybe upcycling or making things.
Yeah, I noticed a few of those hands-on type. There's a picture of a hand.
Yes.
Icon.
Yeah.
And so it's things from ranging from making your own tote bags to book binding, making your own. It looks quite fun.
Do it yourself.
You're into that sort of crafty.
Workshops.
Yeah.
One that I thought was quite cool is make your own mini worm farm.
Oh, okay.
For us gardeners. So it's held at the library at Blockhouse Bay. That sounds interesting.
I would check out the lady that's doing the biodynamic composting course, and that's sort of a lot of it's sort of online as well as hands-on workshops. Or even if it's online, you can do like the hands-on stuff at your house, but you just get, when you're doing your Zoom, you go, this is what I made or whatever.
Do it by Zoom.
It looks like she's got a bit of that going on. But she's also doing some sort of biodynamic worm farm, but it's in ground.
Oh, cool.
Which I hadn't heard of before. And I'm thinking, that's cool, but, like, aren't they going to escape everywhere? It's like mass worm escapage. The temptation's just too great. There's too much soil. I'm out of here.
Yeah. So it's called Maker's Mayhem. So
yeah.
Maybe that's the mayhem part of that. Worms are everywhere. Help.
Sound the sirens.
The fourth category is Torohe Nuku, which means explore nature. And that one our garden ramble is in.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So mostly it is nature walks. Or
there was one that I'm going to mention. Just cutting in, sorry. Yeah. But that was, where did I see that? Hang on. No, that one's got a light bulb next to it.
Oh. Okay. That's in the last one. Okay. Can you park that for now?
I'm going to park that one up and come. But that is to do with walking.
Yep. So the explore nature one is, getting out into the bush and the streams around our areas, cleaning up, so cleaning up around the streams, visiting our community gardens. You can go for a night walk and hear the bats and see the glowworms on some of them, which is cool.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Restoring our streams, and there is even our Rongoā workshop as well.
Oh,
which
is that
cool.
One? Is Joanne doing that?
I'm not sure who's doing that one, but she could be.
Okay.
So to find out about the native plants and how to use them as medicine and our well-being, so that's really cool to learn. There's a native nursery potting workshop. So that is exploring our nature. Oh, there's also a autumn gardening workshop held at Triangle Park.
Oh, yeah.
The teaching garden. So there's a lot of...
I bet you Judy's doing that one.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And she's doing a few composting ones as well, I noticed.
Judy Keats is like the compost collective guru.
She's just so I think she's well known in the organic
she's
sort
amazing.
Of eco world. She's... really inspiring, and I would highly recommend going to one of her.
Oh.
Actually, the topic we're doing today, the seed saving topic, a lot of information I actually got from Judy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, a few years back.
Sign up for that one and you'll get it from Judy herself, who,
she's
had so much experience doing permaculture and everything. Okay, the last one, Mori Noho, which is conscious living.
Yeah.
And this is the one that your one you want to go to.
Yeah, the Pest Plant Roadshow.
Oh. What's the Pest Plant Roadshow?
I thought it would be out exploring where all the pest plants are. Look, I'm just being pedantic with regards the icon allocation.
Okay.
But... I think that's really interesting, though, because, you can find out. I think if you've got a pest, you're not sure if it's a pest plant, you can bring it in. And then Melissa, who I believe works at Eco Matters, well, they've put Melissa at Eco Matters for the contact.
Yes.
She'll give you the whole rundown on what to do, what to look for, etc., etc.
There's plant workshop. I don't see that.
Honestly, there's so much here.
Yeah.
I didn't get past March. It was like, I want to do that one. Oh, I want to do that one. Yeah. I hadn't even got to.
So gardeners, get out your diaries and start marking in these.
For sure, man. I think, Pest Plant Roadshow. Eco Matters Nature Team will be in your neighbourhood. Oh, so they're coming to you. Giving advice and answering your questions on all things about pest plants. So, just Google pest plant roadshow and then find out which one is closest to you.
Probably the moth plant would be.
I think every home has a pest. Yeah, has something, or at least something along the fence.
Yeah.
At least one thing.
Yeah.
And. That'd be worth a look.
Good for ID and like, what do I do with it?
Where do I start with this thing?
Because
usually they're a pest for a reason and they're like,
Oh, cool. I'll have to mark that one in my diary.
Mm-hmm.
What else is there? Well, there's a whole lot of female speakers, Ngā Karanga o Ngā Wahine Toa, that are talking about the... state of the world, global warming and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And how their Pacific or Māori culture is helping us reevaluate or think about how we live that affects our planet.
Yeah, so. There's another one that caught my eye, the Raranga Reringa Rauropi Weaving Biodiversity.
Ooh. Yes.
An inspiring practical workshop, Tanya Ruka invites a conversation through Hope Gardens to experience these three Te Ao Māori concepts.
Okay.
So that looks... I'm really interested in weaving, especially after watching something on telly about how... Because you know how we've just taken the America's Cup with the sailing boats? They back in the day when before plastic...
Fiberglass.
And carbon fibre and yeah. whatnot, they used to... weave
yes.
their sails.
Yeah.
And they were talking about it on the telly and that's so intricately woven from every direction.
Yeah.
And they used to sail very far.
Amazing.
I mean, amazing what they accomplished with these natural materials
yeah.
and the skill involved. It's just astounding.
And the waka were just basically big trees. They hollowed out.
I mean, not exactly light.
No.
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That one's Hope Garden in New Lynn, so I'll have to, I haven't heard
that
of that
one
Hope
on the
Garden.
List as well.
Yeah. Okay. And there's rainwater harvesting, because you said you were interested
I've
in
I've done that.
That.
I've been to that one before.
Okay.
It's just I've getting the husband to set it all up for me.
Mm.
And getting on the roof and getting the everything, because it requires a bit of, a bit of a capital investment to begin with, a few good solid rain drums and blah, blah.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't know if I can do this on my own.
Yeah.
But it's not, maybe I should slap that attitude and just do it, just
yes,
set it up.
Just
go
do
and
it.
Make the investment. But I am a little bit worried about all the pigeons sitting on my roof.
Oh.
Anyway, which my neighbour, he left town, but the pigeons stayed.
Oh.
Anyway,
give them a phoenix palm to sit in.
I am growing a bungalow palm.
Oh, okay.
It's only a metre high at the moment.
Even though the phoenix palm is like a pest weed. Oh.
Shame on you, Selena Chan.
Okay. So there's so much going on. There's like... Yeah, beekeeping workshops, pruning workshops.
I've done
workshops,
the beekeeping one.
And there's something called time banking, which I have not really much idea about, but that sounds interesting.
Mm.
Growing herbs.
Is that like about how to be more constructive in your day?
It says time banking comes to Auckland. Time banking lets people share and exchange skills where time is the currency. So... Yeah.
No one has time. Oh. Right. Okay.
Do we have time?
Do we have time for that workshop?
Do we have time for the seed saving? We've got about 7 minutes, Karen.
Oh, my gosh.
Or is that not long enough?
probably not.
Oh, okay.
I could probably do the... plan of the week instead for next week, and then we'll do seed saving in the next show.
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's do
our plan of the week.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told, quote, I'm alone.
So what's our plan of the week, Karen?
So the plan of the week is valerian.
Ooh.
It is a perennial flowering native plant native to Europe, not New Zealand, and Asia. In the summer, when the mature plant may have a height of 1.5 metres, it bears sweetly scented pink or white flowers. Have you got this in your garden?
No, but I've seen it. It's gorgeous.
It's. I've just noticed it. I forgot it was there,
just
and then I was like...
Great colour show.
What is this?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. The crude extract of valerian root may have sedative anxiolytic effects, which means anti-anxiety. I should have just said anti-anxiety effects.
Okay.
And is commonly sold in dietary supplements to promote sleep. Interestingly, valerian root is a cat attractant in a way similar to catnip.
Really?
Catnip's another plant I'd like to discuss at some point.
Yes.
Valerian has been used as a medicinal herb since at least the time of ancient Greece and Rome. John Gerard's Herbal, I think that's a book, he published, states, and this is in 1597, that the dried root was valued in medicine by the poor in England so that no broth or pottage or physical meats be worth anything if valerian be not there. That's what he wrote there. Which is quite, yeah, it was quite a valued herb. The 17th century astrological botanist Nicholas Culpepper thought the plant was under the influence of mercury and therefore hath a warming faculty. He recommended both herb and root and said that the root boiled with licorice, raisins and aniseed is good for those troubled with a cough. Also, it is of special value against the plague, the decoction therefore being drunk and root smelled. That was interesting that they'd...
Okay, what does it smell like, Karen?
Not very nice, apparently. I've not really used mine much. They reckon that the green herb, the leaf part of it, bruised and applied to the head, taketh away pain. That was the botanist, Nicholas Culpepper, that said that. Which I might try because I get headaches all the time.
Okay.
It's like one of my weak points. The chief constituent of valerian is a brownish oil present in all parts of the plant with the concentration highest in the roots. The volatile oils that form the active ingredient are pungent, somewhat reminiscent of well-matured cheese, as I said.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't dug my roots up. I want it to keep growing because I like the flowers.
Are the roots quite fleshy?
From the pictures, they looked a bit like woody, like gingery kind of, ginger roots. It kind of...
That's quite fleshy. Is it like a more of a rhizome?
But I only saw like the dried ones because people want to dry it to concentrate that that oil that they're after.
So
the more you dry the root, there's some sort of reaction that takes place. I don't know if it's oxidation with the air or whatever, that actually formulates this active thing that's supposed to help with, you know, sedation. So that was and one last little point I wanted to add was valerian is unusual in having flowers with handedness. They are neither radial, having identical body halves around the central axis like a daisy or a sunflower, like perfect. Nor are they bilateral symmetry, having only two sides as left and right, like, say, an orchid or the sweet pea.
Oh.
Then they are, I think...
Left or right.
Yeah, they're neither, which is really unusual.
Funny.
So I thought that was quite a little funny thing to add
there.
Excellent. So that's the valerian, and you can grow it here. So give it a go. I've hardly even touched mine, and it's still there.
Do you want to give me a cutting or a seed?
Well, come and have a look. Okay, I'll give you some seeds next time
at
flowers.
Okay.
Yeah, done. And cool. And that will bring us on to our seed saving.
Oh, yes.
And our next topic.
Our next episode we're going to talk about seed saving. So everyone, just have a look at the EcoFest West events happening and come along to our garden ramble.
Yeah, for sure. We'd appreciate the support. Thanks.
Okay, enjoy your gardening. It's autumn. Happy gardening.
See you guys.
See ya.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn, a
time to cast away.